Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Israel today, sunny skies prevail across the country. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm day perfect for the beach. Jerusalem also basks in sunshine, while Haifa experiences pleasant conditions. A gentle breeze makes it a comfortable day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Modav reports, the government is expected to approve an additional 1 billion shekels for urgent military purchases and extend the special situation in the home front. This comes as preparations are made for the next round of fighting. Also from the Times of Israel, today marks 25 years since the Sbarro bombing in Jerusalem. The suicide attack killed 16 people, including 8 children. A quarter of a century later, a family continues its ongoing fight for justice. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Israel has demanded information from Lebanon about Ron Arad and missing Lebanese Jews. This request comes during negotiations in response to a request to release dozens of detainees. Separately, Ynet highlights the role of young female officers in coordinating Israel's most sensitive West Bank missions. These women are key to planning intelligence, arrests, and complex counterterrorism operations. And finally, from Walla, an Iranian official warns that the Strait of Hormuz will not open until the U.S. accepts 6 specific conditions. The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has clarified the Ayatollah regime's stance. Here's what people are saying online. Michal Kotler Wunsch, a human rights advocate, posted just minutes ago that human rights have been hijacked by their most egregious violators. She argues they are being used as weapons of mass destruction, supported by institutions meant to protect them. The Times of Israel warned earlier that Israelis in Greece should remain low-key today. Large anti-Israel protests are planned in 36 locations across the country, focusing on sites frequented by Israeli tourists. Meanwhile, the Israel Foreign Ministry reminds us of the tragic day 25 years ago. They recall the Sbarro pizzeria bombing in Jerusalem and note that those responsible still celebrate terrorism and continue to target Israeli civilians. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the government's military preparations, Maariv reports that the additional 1 billion shekels will fund urgent military purchases, reflecting the gravity of the current security situation. The extension of the special situation on the home front underscores continued regional tensions. This funding aims to bolster defenses ahead of potential escalations. Turning to the Sbarro bombing anniversary, the Times of Israel reflects on the lasting impact of the attack on Jerusalem and its people. Families of victims, such as the Shiva Schroeder family, continue to seek justice for the tragedy. This highlights ongoing challenges in healing old wounds and addressing past grievances. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights Israel's demand for information on Ron Arad and missing Lebanese Jews. This demand was made during negotiations with Lebanon as part of efforts to secure the release of detainees. The outcome of these negotiations could have significant implications for regional diplomacy and family closures. Turning to the role of women in the West Bank missions, Ynet reports that young female officers are integral to planning operations. Their work in intelligence and counterterrorism underscores the evolving role of women in the military. This shift marks a broader change in military dynamics and gender roles. Finally, Iran's stance on the Strait of Hormuz. Walla reports the Ayatollah regime's conditions for reopening the waterway. The strait is crucial for global oil shipments, and prolonged closure could have serious economic repercussions worldwide. This further strains relations between Iran and the U.S. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on a dramatic arrest in Hedera. Dudu Ohana was detained for serious tax offenses and distributing fake invoices. This arrest follows a failed attempt to destroy evidence. Separately, Maariv Business notes a weak month for malls. Despite a rise in debit card spending, stores report lower sales. This paradox highlights shifting consumer trends during the summer vacation. And finally, from tech, Monday's founders receive a pay raise. Shareholders approved new compensation packages for Roy Mann and Aaron Zinman. They now face the challenge of proving they deserve this raise before the company reports earnings. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.